It was planned and in plain sight. That is the takeaway from the first congressional report on the January 6th insurrection on Capitol Hill. The report says clear warning signs were missed by multiple intelligence agencies, but it does not get into whether former President Trump played a role in the violence that unfolded that day. Joining us now is NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. Claudia, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. This was a 100-plus page report from two Senate committees following a number of congressional public hearings. Is there new information that we didn't know before?
Yes, it expands on the series of alarming clues police and other agencies had in the days and weeks ahead of the attack. For example, the lead intelligence unit for Capitol Police issued a 7-page analysis report on December 21, so more than 2 weeks earlier, highlighting a blog for supporters of former President Trump that detailed comments on how to attack the Capitol. In another case, a Capitol Police official received a tip from the FBI on the eve of the siege that there was a significant uptick in traffic to a website called WashingtonTunnels.com. It also gave us a deeper look into the role Defense Department leaders played that day, who met with committee officials behind closed doors, then Acting Defense Secretary Chris Miller and the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, asked if permits for the thousands of demonstrators that day could be revoked ahead of January 6th and if D.C. could be locked down, but those proposals were not pursued further.
So if the police intelligence units had that information, why wasn't it shared up and down the chain of command, or was it?
Well, this is part of the leadership failure that the report points to. For example, Capitol Police has three components responsible for intelligence-related activities, and this, the report argues, is part of the problem. It should be centralized into one. Like going back to this December 21 report, there were details about using the Capitol's tunnel system, a map of the Capitol complex, comments about blocking off entrances and exits and encouraging rioters to confront members with weapons, be prepared to drag down police, and bring guns. It's now or never. It's these kind of comments that were not shared widely, and they believe this is part of this leadership failure, these committees that looked into it, and it's something that needs to be addressed.
So then help me understand why the Capitol Police would say today in a statement that at no point prior to the 6th did it receive actionable intelligence about a large-scale attack. I mean, it sounds like the force is unwilling to admit any flaws here.
They are pointing to the lack of a threat assessment analysis report or bulletin being issued by the FBI or Homeland Security. This is another one of those findings highlighted in this report. It has been highlighted previously in other probes on the House side. And that was a concern because these threats were not given the priority they needed for agencies like the Capitol Police to focus on them ahead of January 6th. That said, Capitol Police did acknowledge some of their own shortcomings when it comes to sharing their own key intelligence within their agency and said improvements must be made.
As I said, this report did not get into the former president's role in inciting this riot. Do we know why?
Well, this same question was posed to committee members and staff, and we were told at this stage of the committee's focus, they wanted to limit the scope to security preparations and response, not the motivations of Trump or other supporters who were there that day. That said, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on the floor in the Senate today said Republicans insisted that the probe not look into Trump's role here, and he's using that, he and other Democrats are using that as a reason to develop a 9/11-style commission. And as we know, the Senate fell just a few votes short last month moving forward on legislation to create this panel. Right. But Schumer says he wants to bring it up for a vote again.
And what would that investigation cover if it happened that the Senate report hasn't?
So they would have bipartisan subpoena power. That is going to be a game changer when it comes to retrieving these kind of details. For example, the Justice Department only gave partial answers to the committee's inquiries. And so something like a commission would be able to get those full answers and develop a fuller picture of what happened that day.
But as you say, a commission looking more and more unlikely at this point.
Yeah.
Claudia Grisales, an NPR congressional reporter, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.